Jesse Allen here for the American Ag Network. We're catching up with Austin Langley talking about this really cool soy bio-based dust suppressant that we're learning about from the North Dakota Soybean Checkoff and their research. And Austin, how are you today?
Hey, I'm great, Jesse. Can't complain when the sun's shining. So.
Exactly.
But yeah, we have a pretty exciting product here to talk about today.
Yeah, and I'd love to just learn more. I think this is really, really interesting, and I know that it's something that the Soybean Checkoff research has been working on this. And just tell us a little bit more about this, a soy bio-based dust suppressant. Tell us a little bit about it, Austin.
Right. So the name of it is Epic EL. It's from a company, BioBlend. And this was really a public-private partnership kind of put together by the researchers, Jim Barr, researching different ways you could use soybean oil and the chemistry to make it work, to make it consistent enough, to make it reliable enough. You know, we've been trying these dust suppressants over the years and, you know, using different things that have been pretty, corrosive to equipment and machinery and trailers. And I think we really found something here with using a soy-based product to get on these roads to kind of help everyday farmers. And also, I think it's going to be a great product for some of these suburbs and cities as well, with, I think, 35% of these roads that are gravel now. So we're really excited that they decided to go the route with using soybean oil.
Well, and I would have to think as well that it's another market for soy producers throughout the country, you know, and in the Northern Plains.
Right. So as the Soybean Council, we're tasked with maximizing soybean producers' checkoff dollars. And we do that in multiple different ways, you know, be it research, marketing, and these new uses. And so this was a really, really great opportunity when somebody says, what are you guys doing with our checkoff dollars? Well, this is one that I think is going to be a home run hit out of the park. You know, we found a new use. We invested in the research to make it work. And NDSU and then this BioBlend company, they just took it from there. And so we're just really glad to be a part of the start of it. And now watching it grow, it's kind of just like watching your calf crop or the corn grow in the field and finally get into the end and seeing a bumper crop. You know, that's really what it's like watching this product kind of take over the past 5 years.
Well, and what a year for this to come to market here, looking at, you know, nationwide in late April with how dry it is, Austin. I mean, you and I were just chatting a little bit before we jumped on the air. I mean, we know it is dry, especially in the Dakotas and in the Northern Plains. That drought is setting in. So, I mean, we're looking at, you know, the potential, unless we get some rain, there's going to be dust out there to contend with this year.
Right. And yeah, I hope some of these elevators and I hope some of these other, you know, co-ops and businesses take note of this product, this Epic EL, because we don't need everybody choking on dust and all the things that might come with a dry year. I think it's going to be really, really impressive. I think this product is like half a gallon put down for a surface area. And I think it's going to be really great opportunity. Todd Allison is the guy that if you want to get in touch with this product, his number is 218-256-7102. And he'll have some more information for you guys. I think there's going to be a farmer discount or coupon on it for yards, just to kind of get it started. And I think it's going to be pretty impressive, especially in this dry year.
Well, it is called Epic EL. It's a dust suppressant, a soy bio-based dust suppressant, and a great partnership with BioBlend along with NDSU and then the North Dakota Soybean Council and the United Soybean Board involved as well. Austin, any other final thoughts you have for us on the product or just anything else that the Soybean Council is working on right now?
Oh, it's just we're hoping for a great year to kind of rebound after this pandemic, hit the ground running with marketing and new products. And I think it's going to be a great year to be a soybean farmer in this country. And I hope everybody has a safe and successful year.
Well, he is the chairman of the North Dakota Soybean Council, Austin Langley. Appreciate you joining us here today on the American Ag Network, Austin.
Yep. Thanks, Jesse.